I think we found out the place where Clinton ended up eating yesterday. All right, we're going to try to dial him up. See if we can get him on. Mr. President, you ready for this, Mr. President?
I'm ready. Shoot.
Sarah's going to do the talking first, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Be a White House operator.
Katie Skrills, Heather speaking.
Yes, Heather, good morning. This is White House operator. Stand by. I'm going to put the president through.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes.
I just had a question. Yesterday I was in town. I left a Palm Pilot upstairs.
Uh-huh.
On one of the booths. It has lots of important numbers in it.
Okay. Hold on and I'll check for you, okay?
Thank you.
Checking. The president with his Palm Pilots. All of the numbers for national security are in this Palm Pilot.
Make sure you thank them for their great service. And
well, of course. I'm not a schmuck.
Food was good yesterday, Mr. President?
It was delicious. Big buffalo burger.
The president.
Side of fries.
It's 8:57.
This is Kendall speaking. May I help you?
Yes, Kendall, this is President Clinton. I was there yesterday, and I left a Palm Pilot upstairs. And it has lots of important numbers in it. And I was wondering if we could track it down and send it back to Washington.
Upstairs? What about upstairs? And in one of the apartments?
No, upstairs in one of the booths.
Oh, in one of the booths.
That's right.
Okay, hold on one sec.
They're still looking for that.
There's two floors.
What was he doing in an apartment after 8?
Hey, it's the president.
Yeah. Met some cute college girls.
Maybe this way.
Right, don't get started.
They sounded tired.
Want to say hi to the girls at Alpha Z Delta.
I think you need to compliment them on incredible food and service that they have there.
And the chicken pita you have.
Yeah.
It's just like Washington. Everybody's putting words in my mouth.
Shh. Come back.
Where's Hail to the Chief? Come on, play.
Oh, right, Hail to the Chief.
Phew.
It's 8:59. The new Q95.5.
He's the leader of the free world.
Any truth to the rumor that when the president is on the phone, Hail to the Chief, for some reason, comes on the phone? Some kind of an Ameritech thing? Ameritech does that for you?
That's when the Majority Leader Trent Lott calls me. I'll put him on hold.
So you can hear Hail to the Chief?
Let them hear it. I don't want to talk to him.
What do you play when Janet Reno calls?
And talk about a bill I'm going to veto anyway.
You know, right now I can't tell you if you left it here or not, because there's no one here that was here last night except for myself.
Really?
And they didn't say anything about...
Well, I'm going to have to probably dispatch some Secret Service men to make sure that it is absolutely, positively not there.
Okay.
There's a lot of important numbers in that Palm Pilot, but based on national security and based on the... I just don't want people... I mean, this could turn into another scandal.
Right.
I have numbers of lots of people in there, lots of women. Can I get the address? I wanted to thank you guys. I wanted your address as well. Because I just wanted to thank you for the excellent service and the delicious food yesterday.
Okay.
Now, is that a big hangout for all the graduates? And
I wouldn't say a big hangout, but...
Oh, come on. Toot your own horn there. You guys probably do a great job.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Kendall, I'm sorry about that. I wish... We're going to have to track down this Palm Pilot. It's just too much riding on that.
Hey, Kendall.
Yeah.
How are you? This is the president's helper.
Right.
Head of Chief of Secret Service.
Okay.
This is Mojo in the Morning at the new Q95.5.
All right. All right.
Why'd you keep the president on hold so long?
Well, we were looking for it, and all the time that we were looking for it, we was like, this is a joke. This has to be a joke.
Kendall, what was it like having the president at